the government, like, all right, the whole Epstein thing, it's fucked. Like, listen, the government is definitely, like, I think he murked that man.
Yeah, it could be the government.
No, it is the government.
Or it could be, like, really high.
Welcome back, everybody.
Some celebrity with a ton of money.
This is the podcast. I'm here with Cole.
This is the futon episode.
We're all in the same futon.
About how the government's corrupt with Epstein.
We're all in the same futon, spreading each other's cheeks. And I'm here with Cole and Ty.
But unironically, if you look at, like, okay, so none of the cameras, they lost all the footage.
Yeah,
the guards were asleep. And they couldn't, like, I forget what it was. I think it might have been, like, they didn't test any DNA. I mean, a lot of this, I probably don't have the facts right for that part. I'm just kind of pulling this out of my ass, but.
Yeah, I could just pull it out your ass.
A quick Google.
Pull me out of your ass.
Jamie, can you pull that up?
Pull me out of your ass.
Google assistant.
The
bold and brash, more like up my ass.
Bold and brash, more like
security guards.
Fuck my ass.
Yeah, like fell asleep at the same time.
No, they were supposed to be on 24 hours surveillance of him because he tried to kill himself like a week before, so they put him on 24-hour suicide watch. And they were like. Bold one guy was sleeping, and the other one was, like, watching TV or something. They were both... I bet they were paid off by some, like, high... Because he was going to testify.
And who, the guard? His accountant?
Epstein was
his accountant was going to talk to the FBI.
Bold and brash.
And he gets murked. He gets murked,
like... More like belong and brash.
He got murked, like, He got murked... Fuck. His accountant got murked 2 weeks before, like, he was going to talk to the FBI or something.
What? His accountant got
killed? Like, committed suicide.
Bro. 2 weeks
before he was scheduled to talk to the FBI.
Have you seen the note that he wrote before he committed suicide?
What was
Epstein?
It?
He was like, it was like three different statements. It was like, got locked in a shower for 3 hours. Bugs crawling all massive bugs crawling all over my hands. No fun. And then he killed himself. So weird.
Ty put up the bunny ears for that one.
Dude, but they removed him from suicide watch, and then they had those guards was like working overtime and supposed to be on watch.
Well, guards got paid off.
And then
have you seen his cellmate?
No, is he
dude, scary. His cellmate is like a bear, bro. He had like multiple homicides.
Cole.
They got yeah.
Cole.
They probably paid.
Big bear?
Oh my god, dude. He's
Jew Bear.
Jew Bear.
Sam.
Big Sam. The Jew Bear.
Sam.
I love
Jew
that
Bear.
Movie.
Inglourious Basterds?
Mm-hmm.
What other Tarantino movies have you seen? Have you seen most of them?
Bro, no. Can we just talk about why the cotton was in the vitamin C?
The what? Yeah.
Bro, there was just a big thing of cotton in the vitamin C jar.
I was taking it. It smells like vitamin C.
Let me smell it.
I was taking it for
vitamin C smelling.
Because I had really sick.
That's, bro, it smells like lemons.
It's good,
what?
Dude.
Let me smell again.
Have one of these, dude. They're good.
Bro.
What are those?
Vitamin C.
They're fat perks.
Vitamin C perk.
Fat 30. Ass perk 30s.
Wait,
hey, we're popping perk 30s for the podcast, guys.
What? Is that a gummy?
About to go full little peep.
Bro, what are we eating?
Bro, there's gummies in here. Wait a minute.
Bro, you got a whole arrangement of stuff in there.
This is not... Okay, my mom definitely put some other stuff in. What is that?
It's probably also vitamin C.
An edible. Gavin Harper selling the gummy bears on a snap.
This is just Darren's secret stash. We just get sent to the moon.
Get wrecked.
Oh, there's the cap opens as well.
This doesn't taste very good.
I like them. I ate a shit ton of them and drank a bunch of water.
You must be so healthy.
And then I shit on your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
A high fiber diet.
Ah, this is not good.
I like it.
You like it, Cole?
What?
Did you chew on it?
No, I'm sucking on it.
You chew on it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I love it.
It only gets worse.
It's like really chalky.
Yeah, you're going downhill right now.
I like it.
And it only goes deeper. It doesn't get better.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, you got him blowing cock on this one. Oh, you got him blowing ghost cock on this one, bro.
Dude, that's nasty.
Bro, you got him gargling.
It just tastes like an orange.
So no, sour. Bro, what kind of oranges are you eating?
You finished the whole thing? You didn't get this, like...
Oh, it's just gone.
You didn't get this reaction?
My eyes are watering.
It's like super sour, dude.
It's not sour. It's just bitter.
Like eating a, you don't want to eat a warhead?
No, that's not a warhead.
Your face, no. Your face just goes like this.
I ate like three of those.
See, I have like the same face when I'm blowing cock. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, that face.
Face of champions.
So what should we, what's the next thing we should talk about?
I was talking with the Epstein. I'm gonna look up.
Dude, look up a picture of Epstein's cellmate. I guarantee that should kill him because he had like multiple homicides.
Would they have paid him to?
Have you heard about what the?
You paid him in honey buns to kill him.
The autopsy report said some guy who.
Wait, this
who
had this dude?
Yeah.
This massive.
Bruh.
Dude, some guy. He's an ex-cop as well. He would like off people as a cop. But like.
Beast mode.
So this guy, the mortician, I think he's called, who did the autopsy, or one of the people who reported on the autopsy said they have done like hundreds of suicides by hanging. And he had like fractures in his neck, which are always indicative of strangulation. And he said it never happens where if you commit suicide by hanging, you get these fractures in your neck. Dude. He said that's the doctor said it's 100% strangulation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and nobody gives a shit, dude.
Well,
that's
like
crazy.
Look what I'm. Well, I mean, I just feel very apathetic to that. I just don't really care at all. But it is pretty interesting when you look at like, all right, so General Patton from like World War II. My Western Civ professor was talking about this, and okay, so after the war, this dude is he's like driving back home to like, he's trying to be like do politics, and he was in the car, and they were just driving out of nowhere. This car just pulled out in front of him, and they had a T-bone, and he of course was the only one in his car that got hurt. It was like a truck full of like 7-8 people, and then he gets hospitalized, and then all of a sudden they like take him off like terminal illness watch or whatever. And like 2 days later, he randomly dies. And they won't pull up an autopsy if they lost it or something.
A guy that was trying to
do
politics?
Yeah, it was a general. It was General Patton.
Jesus. So he just got killed by the government.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I feel like. Yeah, like, or someone murked him.
I'm just munching on this.
That's why I feel like, that shit's real.
Oh, dude, 9/11. You want to talk about that? That shit's crazy.
Inside job.
That is the craziest shit.
By the reptiles.
Sixth grade telling Bryson Lewis that 9/11 was planned.
Dude. I memed on Bryson Lewis so hard.
Pissed?
In sixth grade health class, I told him that the planes were holograms. I was like, dude, if you look at this video of Tokyo, they had holograms that they could. There were bombs planted in the
building.
Dude,
if you run,
I'll punch you in the face right now.
if you run the film at 10 FPS, you can see that the building explodes before the plane impacts. It was a detonated explosion.
I was so into 9/11 conspiracies for a while. Like, there's a if you watch the. Well, this is what I used to think. Like, if you'd watch the CNN video, the wing of the plane clips behind the building. So the buildings are supposed to be in the background, but, like, the buildings, like, clip in front of the wing of the plane or some random shit. I watched a bunch of people that thought it was holograms that were just, like, schizophrenic.
Remember the thing that me and Tristan thought that, like, Kobe shimmied on his last free throw?
Yeah, dude. That was like the Mandela effect.
How did I think that was real?
Wait, what?
Dude, alright.
It's so fake and it's so...
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, like his last free throw of all time. What? Why did we bring that up? We were like...
We were in Wendy's.
It doesn't matter why, but... They were like, bro, on his last free throw ever, he like shimmied at the line or something before he shot it.
Like shimmied and scooted back.
And I was like, no. And I was like, alright. I was like, my ass. Like, that did not happen. And I pull up the video, and you can clearly see that there's no shimmy. And then we found this Instagram edit, and I don't know how they didn't think, it was an edit. Because he starts at the three-point line, picks up the ball, and literally glides over, like, shimmying. And it just looks so fake.
Bro, I don't know how I thought it was crazy.
Let me try to show you the video.
Look that up. Look that up.
Jamie, can you pull that up?
And then he's, like, dancing in the backcourt, and it's just, I don't know how I thought it was real. It looks like a
Fortnite
character.
Dude, Tristan thought it was real, too.
Tristan also thinks that there are fairies.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him about it. I was like, you don't still think there are fairies, right? And he's like, they were talking to me, man.
Or he said he was like
fairies?
10. And he said
he still believes in
it. What fairies? Like
he went out into
like
the woods.
Fairies?
Mike is better.
Let's just listen. Just listen.
Okay.
He was like 10. He used to go out into the woods and read because he was like a little retard.
No, that's not retarded. I think that's cool.
Nah, he's retarded. His mom thought he was autistic till he was like 11.
Yeah, well, that's just because he's dope.
It's just because he's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Bro, I don't know. Wait, I'm going to interrupt your story. This is what they thought was real.
They thought he
moonwalked backwards and drilled a free throw from, like, the three-point line.
And he starts dancing. He's like,
yeah.
Well, right. Go on your story about the fairies.
Yo, Chester's. They better fall in.
He said... So, like, he would just read a lot, and he, like, didn't talk. He's just retarded.
As one does.
Right.
Retarded. Anyway.
Well, he was. And still is. But he would, like, go out to the woods and, like, read. And, he said he was, like, out there reading, and he thought he heard someone say Tristan. And then he, like, was, like, looking around.
This is so funny.
And then he said, like, they kept, like, saying his name. So he said he just ran home.
I thought he thought it was fairies?
He said, yeah, he told me that he knew fairies were talking to him. And he told me he tried to find the fairies.
Yeah, he tried to look for the fairies. And he just kept...
He'd go
like at, garden fairies.
He'd go look at plants and like...
From like
ask him if...
Like Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
What was that one movie with like the polar bear, like the compass?
I don't know.
Or some like...
Was it a Disney movie?
No, dude. It was Loki. I don't know what it was.
Loki Heat?
No, I can't remember like anything about it. I just remember like it kind of scared the shit out of me. And it was like these like mythological like creatures and like... Weird ass. I don't know.
Mythology's cool.
I don't even know how to explain it. I literally forget the whole premise of the movie. Besides that, it used to be super popular. It might have been based off like a book. And there's like it was like a train or a hot air balloon, like a polar bear. I don't know.
A what?
What?
Polar bear?
A train, a hot air balloon, and a polar bear.
Nice.
Dude, I have these really weird memories of reading books of like there were these like garden gnomes or maybe this is a dream or something, I don't know, but there are these garden gnomes that like lived in a house in Antarctica or no, in the North Pole, and they were roasting sausages and these polar bears smelled it and they like came up to their house and like they ate sausages with the garden gnomes.
Dude, dreams are so weird. All right,
bro,
I had a dream the other night. I was, it was, like, a fire-ass dream, dude.
I had a fire-ass
dream. I thought I was at, like, Case Western University, but it wasn't actually Case Western. I just made up this college, like, with a figment of my imagination.
That's so dope.
But it didn't make any sense, because, like, so many people from Ashland, really, like, you were there. You were at the college. And then we went to go, like, ball or something, and, like, I forget how much other shit happened. I can't remember, though.
Dude, Gavin had, the most real dream ever. And, bro, he woke up.
He fell in love with someone?
For 15 minutes, he still thought it was real.
What?
He had, like, a dream where, like, he met, like, the girl of his dreams, and he was, like, married to her, and then he said, like, one day, he said, like, they, like, would, like, go on, like, road trips and stuff, like, together. And he said one day he, like, walked into the living room, and she was, like, laying on the couch with, like, another guy.
Ooh.
And he said that he was just, like, what the fuck? And then, like, he said that he vividly remembers, doing the dirty. And he said that he tried to like use a condom, and he said he like unrolled it and he said it was like 2 feet long. And then he woke up and he just started crying.
Dude, I've had two dreams. These are the only two dreams that I remember from probably like the past 3 months, because I don't remember dreams very often, but they were both apocalyptic. They were like the same. So the first one was I'm with my family in both of them. So like I'm with my family, we were in this beach house that we used to go to in North Carolina, and we saw on the TV that the world was ending, and we were going to get hit by, like, an asteroid. So, dude, it was so weird. I was just with my family, and, like, everybody was crying, and we just went out and did whatever we wanted to. And this dream that I had last night was even crazier. We were in, like, downtown Cleveland, I think, and... Again, we saw on the TV that there was going to be, like, massive flooding. And we decided to...
In Ohio.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Lake Erie?
Lake Erie like, floods. The ocean.
Noah's Ark.
To stay in this huge hotel. And I remember walking by, and I went out on the sidewalk, and it was just basically, like, ocean and then floating hotels. And I remember I was with this dude. You were there, and Kobe was there. And I was along the sidewalk, and this dude was, like, talking about how he lost his family. So he, like, committed suicide. He jumped into the water because he lost his family and stuff. It was.
But then you were talking to him.
I was trying to tell him not to commit suicide. Oh. Dude, what if he just jumped into the tsunami?
What if like the dream time like moves the actual way like it does in Inception? Where like every 5 minutes in real time is an hour in dream time, and then if you're going to like multiple dreams and dreams, like you know that like, he spends like 50 years with his wife.
Yeah.
So like grow old with me, and then like grow old in like the fifth dream or whatever. Like how many whatever dreams are? I don't know.
They're on like the seventh level or something.
Would you vibe with that? Like 60 years in dream time and like 5 minutes because, in regular?
Because remember when she woke up? When she woke up, she thought that it was like.
Oh, then she killed herself because she didn't think she was in reality.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So like for the people who don't know the movie, this guy specializes in getting into dreams and like staying in dream states and like investigating in dream states and stuff. And he went into this like a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream into like seven levels with his wife. So we're like, they spent like 50 years together, but it was like 10 minutes in real life time.
Wait, because like it's like the exponential like growth thing, really.
Right. And they decided to kill themselves to end the dream and wake up. And then when they woke up, they were still young, but when they were in the dream, they were like 70. He woke up with his wife, and then his wife thought she was still dreaming, so she killed herself.
Oh.
Well, wait. So how does it? What is the? Because there's like the architect, like what is it, architecture person who like designs the dream?
Yeah.
And then that's there's like the dreamer.
And that's when they're going in to try and get information from people.
But like whose dream was he with his wife? Just his?
Yeah, that was just him and his wife's dream.
Bro, this is just like off of what you guys are talking about. But like,
sorry.
Have you ever seen Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I guess that was more towards you because I don't know if I've seen it. Have you watched all of it?
Yeah.
Dude. I used to, like, hate it.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I tried to watch, like, the first episode at my grandparents. I was like, nah. I didn't like it. And then one night, it was like...
Season one's low-key scary.
It was, like, the beginning of August. It was, like, August, like, 3rd. And it was, like, 12. Like, it was, like, midnight. And I was like, I'm gonna try to watch this. And I watched, like, the first episode, and I was like, no, it had to have been earlier, it was probably, like, 10. And I was like, yo, this is kind of fire. And so then I watched the first one, and then I was like, maybe I should watch the second one. And then I ended up just watching all three seasons in one sitting.
How long did that take you?
A while.
Dude, Finn...
You're probably up until, like,
Finn,
6 the next
Finn day. Wolfhard got so much clout from that show. And that's why, like, his band is popping just because of it. And his band is so shitty.
His band is shitty.
It's really bad.
Dude, Stranger Things had me fucked up for a couple days after, bro.
He's an alternative e-boy. Did they do, like, a show?
They did KEXP Live.
What is that?
You never watch any KEXP? It's like this. It's like the Seattle radio show, and they just, like, bring in bands and play live songs, and they kind of interview them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of crazy because they play, like, huge venues.
And it's just because Stranger Things.
It's
like,
just
it's
because
it's not a good band.
It's just because like white girls like fangirl over him and like I don't listen to his music. So he's so quirky.
His sister is a fan of Wolfhard.
Does she listen to Calpurnia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, this is now. This is not good. Calpurnia.
Yeah.
It's just so shitty. I don't know.
But yeah, I watched all.
He's a good actor though.
I watched all in one sitting, and then I watched. All of them except for the last episode, and then I was like, I need to sleep. So then I slept, and then as soon as I woke up, I finished it. And then I just, like, didn't talk to anybody for, like, 2 days.
Everyone said season 3 was trash, but...
I thought it was good. I think the next season's gonna be the last season. Because, like, there's no way that they're gonna...
Yeah, they're too old.
They're gonna be too old, yeah.
They're, like, our age, right? The first
they're older,
season...
They're older than us, I think.
No, they're our age. They're
I think they're, like, a year younger.
The first...
What?
No, they're
already... No, they're your guys' age. Yeah. So they're not my age.
The first season, they're like 10 or 11, and now they're like... 15.
You're 17, aren't you?
Yeah. Dude, all the Drake fans just can't accept that he's a pedophile. And he's like balls deep in Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, God, bro.
I want to tweet that. I want to tweet...
Millie Bobby Brown.
I just want to tweet like Drake's just... Like, you know, like put... I was on Twitter the other day. You know how Pusha T and Drake were beefing?
Mm-hmm.
You know when Pusha T goes, like, he's like, you're hiding a child. Mm. He's just sort of said you're texting a child.
Damn.
His balls deep in four. He took Millie Bobby Brown to dinner.
Yeah.
And then, like, text her.
Yeah. And she would say,
they would
say, like, I love you to each other.
She said, like, oh, he's so nice.
And Drake's like a 32-year-old man.
Bro. Come on, Drake. God's plan, though.
Drake, you could have anybody in the world, and you choose 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown?
Well, not even
what
that.
Is that?
I mean, just fucked. Drake, I don't understand what's appealing about. Dude, I don't understand what's appealing about Drake's music.
You don't like Drake?
It's just so generic. No, I used.
There's that one. So there's one song that we listen to in the lifting.
I like headlines.
I don't even know what song it is, but when we're lifting, there's one song that I like.
What Drake song do we play while we lift?
I don't know. It just has a really.
Were you
nice
there on
beat.
Friday?
I was sick on Friday.
Dude, the girls' soccer team got the ox. And they were playing like Lil Jon and like 2016 Hoco like playlist.
Bro, he found out that R. Kelly was like saying Ignition.
Yeah,
you know, like
know
hot
that.
And fresh out the kitchen. You know that song?
Yeah.
Mama rolling that body, got every man in.
I thought R. Kelly just made like shitty rap. I didn't know he was like a pot like.
No, bro. He sang Ignition, and then I told him that. He was like, bro, that just ruined that entire song for me.
I didn't ever like listen to that song.
Well, R. Kelly,
that's like a popular like pop song.
Dude, I love Ignition.
Check out what time we're in, so we don't just get cut off.
He's the one that goes the underage girls, right?
Yeah,
he had like a house.
Yeah, he like pissed on a 14-year-old on video.
Like, do you skip any of the Lil Peep songs? How many Lil Peep songs? 21
minutes.
All of them.
Wait, when he said that?
Yeah.
Bro, R. Kelly, there's an interview of him, and they ask him. What do they say? Are you into teenage girls, or like are you attracted to teenage girls? And they said are you attracted to younger girls? And then he just said, depends on how old we talking.
Bruh.
And then he like laughed. And then before the interview was over, they like confronted him about it, and then he just said, I'm done with this shit, man. And he just like got up and left.
How invincible do you think you have to be to say
bro, he
you
is
like
in,
girls in a live interview?
He is invincible. Bro, everybody knows. And he's just booming.
Dude, God. OJ's invincible.
Bro, look, can we look up... Wait, look up the lyrics.
OJ straight killed two people.
Hey.
And he did...
Bro, he was giving...
Open Google on
God
here.
Damn, dude. He was on Twitter... God, he was giving someone advice. He was giving Antonio Brown advice, dude.
Have you seen
Antonio Clown.
Dude, have you seen the video of him?
Open up Google on it.
Like he knocks on someone's door and they open it and he goes, yeah,
he goes,
wait, has he admitted to doing it?
I don't think so, but
he definitely did.
He murked her.
He definitely,
killed two people,
bro.
And then he robbed a bank, bro. Did you hear about that? He got arrested for armed robbery.
Bro, what's your
like
what's your password?
What do you need me to look up?
I was gonna look up the lyrics to this one R. Kelly song.
What song?
It's called like I Admit or something.
I love little girls.
It's called I love 14-year-old girls.
Dude, he was probably with Epstein, bro. Dude, Bill Clinton.
Black Epstein, Black
Bill
Epstein.
Clinton,
literally, like, every celebrity ever. Like, Tom Hanks has been on, like,
Matt Damon.
Like,
dude,
private plane.
Bill.
Tom Hanks is so valiant, too.
Wait, he was on his plane?
I think. He was in the association. The list, there's, like, 200 celebrities that...
Listen to these lyrics.
Donald Trump. There's a quote, Donald Trump, about Epstein. He said he's a fine man.
Listen to these lyrics, yeah. Guys.
What is it? The Trump quote is, he's a fine man. He likes young girls as much as I do, or something like that. I hear
bro,
he likes young girls just
listen,
as much as
just
I
listen.
Do.
Just listen.
Dude, the reptile.
This song is called I Admit by R. Kelly. I admit I done made some mistakes, and I have some imperfect ways. I admit I helped so many people, and them same damn people turned fake. But it's like all about I admit.
I admit to pissing on a 14-year-old.
Let's read all that. Just read it. It's, I don't know.
Told so many lies to these broads. Didn't he like have them all in a house together?
Yeah, he like brainwashed them.
Yeah.
I watched three documentaries with my mom, like because it was like a marathon, and there was one and it was like
the OG documentary.
There was like this girl, and they could see her up in the window of this house. Like he would talk to them while they were like 17, and once they turned 18, he would like get them to like be his girlfriend. And then he'd like brainwash them, and they don't want to leave him. And there was like this girl up in this building, and they can like see her. And then like she comes to the curtain, she just like shuts it and then runs away. And there was like police outside.
Bruh, it was like a hostel. That's like Charles Manson. Type.
Except like it's
about to say hostel. I haven't seen that movie.
No.
It's like not against their will though, because like
yeah, Dude, that is some straight Charles Manson brainwashing, though. Have you heard about that story?
Yeah, that's what Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's about.
Oh, it's about Charles Manson?
Yeah, it's about, well, like, you know how Tarantino, he always does, like, he, like, when he does, like, historical fiction with, like, Inglourious Basterds and, like, I think that's, like, the only other one. But,
Django Unchained.
That's mostly just like fiction.
That is fiction.
There's not any historical. There's not any historical like accuracy to it at all. But like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is just about. It's like Leo. God damn it! Leonardo DiCaprio is like the main actor, and then Brad Pitt's a stuntman. And then, you know Sharon Tate, how Charles Manson murked her.
Yeah.
She's Leo's neighbor in the movie.
Oh.
So like. Basically, like, somewhere along the lines in the story, Brad Pitt, he picks up this, like, this chick who's, like a hippy-dippy, like, whore who lives on, like, the Manson Ranch or whatever.
Yeah.
So, he drops her off there, and then he, like, the place is, like, super weird, but basically, he punches some dude, I forget why, and then so he pisses them all off. But, like, later in the movie, they're going to kill Sharon Tate. And then they just pull into up to Leo's house, and Brad Pitt's there on acid. And then he, like, kills them all. And, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, like, torches one with a flamethrower.
Bro, can someone confirm that... What's that? Jeremy, he's in your grade.
Oh, I'm not talking about this in the podcast.
No, I'm not going to talk... It's not, like, anything, like, sketchy. It's like... What's his...
What are we confirming?
Someone told me that he's the.
He's an extra in like.
Yeah, he's an extra in the Marvel movie. In the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
He's like he's.
What's his name? Confirmed.
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why he shaved his head?
I don't know why.
He shaved his head. Something about.
Lots of love.
Like what's the for VP or something he did it.
Can I please have your locks?
Anyways, speaking about that Charles Manson.
Cocks of love.
Can we just talk about the intro to that Death Grips song I sent you, Beware. That's Charles
Manson. Is that the one with the beast?
Yeah. That's
he says, like, I clench my fist and beat it.
Yeah. Dude, that's Charles Manson at the beginning. He did a prison interview. I got the money, man. I'll roll the nickels.
Bro, that
the game
dude,
is mine.
Listening to that dude talk is just weird.
You can see how he brainwashed double people.
Didn't he get like a swastika tattooed on his forehead?
He got it like, no, it's like a, I think it was like a scar.
Dude,
like he cut it.
Through his interviews, he brainwashed so many people on TV that they would come to his trials and like watch him and shit. Like they thought he shouldn't be in prison.
Didn't he make music?
Charles Manson?
I think he did.
Bro, my like kind of uncle, his name is like Ron, but we call him Smitty. Oh, he's got a cigar. He used to be like a, he used to like work at a jail, like a prison. And
yeah, bro. Charles Manson's on Spotify.
He said that he talked to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh.
Because he got like trial. He got tried in Ohio for something.
Wait, who's Jeffrey Dahmer?
You know who Jeffrey Dahmer?
The dude that like ate people.
Bro.
He was like the gay guy that like raped and ate people.
When? In Ashland?
He grew up.
No.
He grew up in Ohio, but he did all that shit in Milwaukee.
And then he got like.
He stuffed people's corpses in his wall and stuff.
He would like
dissolve their bodies.
Dude, that one dude in Ashland.
He tried to make a human zombie by injecting acid into somebody's brain.
That one dude in Ashland would literally, he'd walk into people's houses, tase them, and like kill them.
His name's Sean Grape or Sean White?
Yeah.
Sean Grape.
No, it's not Sean White. Sean White's a snowboarder.
Oh, yeah.
It was Sean White. Sean Grape. He would like walk in, like tase them, and like kill them and live with their dead body for a couple days.
Gang, brother. Wait. What?
He would like live with their dead body.
I thought he only killed like four.
Yeah.
So those four people.
Who?
One of them got away though.
Someone.
I already killed people.
Someone that I know, is like, their aunt was like one of the people that got.
Oh, killed. I know who you're talking about. I'm not gonna name.
I don't know who they are.
Dude, Hayden Baker lived like across the street from.
Yeah.
From Sean Gray.
Yeah, he lived right.
Wait, that's the Mount Vernon dude.
Yeah.
Sean Gray.
The dude that, like a serial killer in Ashland.
Hayden Baker.
Tate has joined the podcast.
I thought you said Aiden Baker. I was about to say, I love that kid.
He is so weird,
dude. He's so weird.
The first time I met him, he didn't even look me in the face when I was talking to him.
Who, Aiden Baker?
Yeah, he's so shy.
He was just like, I was just like, hey, because he was in my history class.
Is he a dog at golf?
Dude, he is now. He grinded for like a whole year. Or he grinded like over the summer, went to a club every day, and now he's shooting 70.
Damn.
He used to be kind of bad.
Mr. Paramore doesn't matter, get better.
Dude, he literally took that attitude. Paramore mentality.
Doesn't matter, get better. That's his like.
Who did you say that to?
Mr. Paramore. Bro, remember when we had
the freshman. Well, when I was a freshman, it was like the West German. He was a guest speaker. And Mr. Deansberger, which is Aiden's
grandpa. Oh, that's his grandpa?
He introduced him and he started crying. It was kind of awkward.
He was crying?
He was just sucking off Mr. Paramore. Aiden's grandpa, he's a JV golf coach. And Paramore just gave this talk and he was like, doesn't matter,
he
better.
Wait, he won state in high school, and did he win state in college too?
He won nationals in college, I think his team
did. He went to a D2 school, right?
Yeah, it was some school in Florida. But he was an absolute dog. He won individuals.
Ty, remember that? The after school detention?
I do remember that.
Bro, there was like 13 of us. And we were
what?
We were all of us were.
Ooh.
We all had Androids. Like, me and all the boys. All the other people other than
it was just me and you.
What is this pertaining to the story?
So there used to be, like, this virus thing that you could send to iPhones.
It wasn't it was a text that didn't... That wasn't in the domain. Yeah, it would shut off their
basically,
phone.
Basically, pretty much.
I remember that.
It would, like, break their phone.
And me and Ty both had Androids, so we were like, oh, we're immune. Bro, this... I remember it was the day that we went to see Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, and we were... Yeah.
And we were, like, sent it to people. We were like, oh... And we were playing 8-Ball with Jonathan.
Yeah.
You guys saw Phantom?
Yeah,
I did.
We were like, oh, and then, like later that day, oh, it was during lunch, because I remember I just got my food, and I was like, oh, they're not gonna call me, like, cause they already called everybody else,
right?
And there was already like you were all in the office, like, you know, like the main.
You guys
part.
Really got in trouble for that, like deep
we
shit,
got big trouble.
Like deep shit.
That's
yeah.
stupid.
And then I sent it to. Olivia Stewart. I sent it to ISO Mills.
I think I sent it to Carson.
ISO fucking Mills.
I think I sent it to Carson Laban.
I sent it to ISO.
Gavin bullies ISO too hard.
ISO fucking.
Gavin straight up, he kept throwing that shit at him during lunch.
Bro, Kurt said something to ISO in the hallway, and I thought it was weird.
No, he said ISO. And he had his AirPods in, and he thought he couldn't hear him, but he heard him. He said, I was like,
ISO fucking gay. I sent
he
it
said
to.
He was gonna
I sent.
Fight Gavin if he threw the thing at him again, but he didn't.
That would have been a crazy fight. Gavin versus ISO in the hallway.
Bro, yeah. No.
Or lunch
Gavin trip. Knows how to fight. Gavin will win.
Yeah.
Oh, does he
Gavin's
he
a fighter.
He knows how to wrestle, bro.
ISO is just like ISO.
Do you hear that TikTok?
He fight with this.
He tried to fuck.
You go, guys. You go.
Oh, and then he turned around.
Dude, he would stare you down, rip his shirt off.
Dude, he's an icon.
He's a good. He's
like,
okay. He's a good artist though. He makes good.
Right, he'd be like,
but he'd just rip his shirt off and just, like.
He'd start like humping, bro.
He'd start going.
He'd point at his book bag with his name.
I love that TikTok.
Ohio Strikers, bro.
Oh. I see. He had a shirt on like the other day that was like.
It said "Buy art, not drugs."
Wait,
yeah,
what,
buy art,
what
not
happened,
drugs.
What
his
happened,
shirt said "Buy art."
What
not,
happened to the YMCA pride shirt?
It's fun to stay.
I don't know.
Is he still wearing it to
oh,
school?
Oh, but the rest of the story. So, I sent it to ISO, and I'm like just getting out of the lunch line, and I see ISO walking up to Paramore, and I was just like,
oh damn!
I just went, damn, bro. and then I just hear like my name. You called it like
I can see Mr. Paramore.
You know how Paramore had like
someone.
The microphone like
yeah.
at lunch?
Yeah.
Michael
he just
Burrows.
Goes, can we get Mikey to the office? And I just went, shit. And I threw my lunch away after I just got it. And then I went to the office and everyone like applauded me.
Yeah.
I stepped in and everyone was like,
yeah.
And then
we got
all,
another one.
Bro, we were all just memeing. There was like 11 of us. It was
more
like
than that.
It was like me.
Like
me.
Who?
Okay.
Me, you, Bryce, Brendan, Dorian,
Colin,
just everybody.
Was it Jack Gunther?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Me and Hayden started it, but Hayden wasn't there. So.
And I think maybe Trey was there.
Yeah. Bryce sent it to like all the girls though who ran to Mr. Paramore. They were like crying because they thought their phone.
They were like,
broken.
My phone is getting hot.
Yeah, like,
kiss my ass.
I just remember being in like eighth grade and we were at lunch and I forget why, but. Mr. Paramore was like talking. I don't even remember if he had a microphone.
Probably not.
And Brendan Ebersold was like still talking or something. And all of a sudden, Mr. Paramore just goes, Abersold! And screams it, and the whole fucking lunchroom just goes dead quiet.
I remember that.
Bro. And then he was like talking to us while we had to go back to his office.
He told us, yeah.
It was a big old conference table of just us and then Paramore. And then he was just like, he was talking to Colin. He was like, how would your old brothers feel about you doing this?
You guys are leaders for this class. Yeah, he said, you guys are leaders.
He said we were the leaders of the class.
I know other people did it, but I pulled you here because you guys are leaders.
Dude, in seventh grade, we were on the basketball team. And before a game, we, like, all went to Wendy's. And, like, people were, like, throwing letters or something. And, like Wendy's got pissed at us. And Mason Cairns was, like, one of the people throwing letters in Paramore. Like, he came to talk to us in the locker room. He was fuming with rage. And he goes, my middle linebacker throwing lettuce at Wendy's. And we were like 12 or 13. My all-star 7th grade linebacker.
Dude, he was like, I don't buy that other people were doing it, so you should too argument. If other people did heroin, would you do heroin?
And
Bryce started laughing. He's like, you think that's funny, Bryce? You think heroin's funny?
Wait, can I talk that, Ryan?
I remember.
What?
Can I have a talk?
I was just sitting back. I had my hood up, and I had, like, the drawstrings done really tight, and I was just sitting there in the chair like this. And I was, like, memeing on him, and I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Dude, the GOAT disciplinary of Ashton. Dude, when
makes six figures to yell at little kids.
Dude, when I was, you remember when I fucked my eye when I fell down?
Yeah.
I was in a home room, and Mrs. Squires, of course,
oh, God.
Was subbing, and she, like, so like, you need to go get that checked out. Go to the school nurse right now. And I was like, bro, it's fine. Like, he says, nope, you gotta get up and go.
What?
So I went to the school nurse, and I was like, yeah, I got sent here. Like, my shit's fucked. Like, what am I supposed to do? And then she's like, all right, give me a minute. And she gets Walters. And I was sitting there. I felt like such a dunce, dude. I was looking at Walters. I had to explain to him what happened. And this is how he makes me. This is how he, no. Well, some people did. He was like, what happened to you, bud? And I was like, oh, I woke up in the middle of the night in, like, sheer terror and went to go fight someone, and then I fell and hit my head. And he was like, this is what he said. He was like, oh, it's okay, bud. That happened to me many times. One time, I went up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I just banged my head on the door and cut my eye open. Another time, I just fell down the steps and just cut my face open. And I was just looking, and I'm like, yep. Yes, sir.
Wazowski always says, if Walters can do it, you can do it.
Dude, he's so valiant.
He just makes fun of how retarded he is.
He's so valiant.
Walters and...
He's the most valiant retard.
Walters and my brother's dad stole a car when they were like 12.
What?
They were like best friends, and they stole a car when they were like 12.
Damn. Wait, bro, your dad or your brother's? Wait.
My brother's dad. We have different dads.
No.
What number did Walters get on that scale or whatever?
What scale?
What was it called? Apex?
I wasn't there for that.
Bro, remember when I wrote on the paper, if your mom, what did I say? I said, like, bad mommy gives you cancer or something.
Yeah.
Because it said, like, you have a higher chance to get cancer if you have, like, bad parenting.
How?
I don't
What's
even
the
know.
Correlation?
I don't even know.
Probably. Your brother's a fag, then you're destined to get cancer. That's
one of the ACE test questions. Was it really? I wasn't there for that day. Everyone said that assembly went hard.
Dude, the girl that we were sitting next to had every single box checked off.
It was Leah.
Yeah.
Leah who?
I don't know what her last name is.
Morena?
Something to that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just some girl.
Interesting.
Girl.
As one does.
But.
Well, how much time are we on?
Wait. That girl was crazy.
38.
Do you have Morena?
I think it's Maria.
Oh, you can't name drop
one? I don't know. We've already kind of got balls deep.
We're already balls deep in ISO.
We took a shit on ISO, Paramore. We called Walters a retard.
Leah told me that girl, like, stalks her or something.
Interesting. Dude, should we expose Brad Carr on the podcast?
He's a pedophile.
There we go. Good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Leah, tell...
Plus, nobody listens to
it. He texted Leah, and he was like... tracking you.
What?
How's school going?
Dude, why won't Leah block him?
You text her all
just
the time.
Block him.
That's what I told her to do, and she was like, no, I'm not gonna respond.
I don't want to be mean. When? Dude, she needs to make it on the Wall of Fame. I wonder if Carson Kennedy will make it.
What's the wall of fame?
It's Mr. Carr's just wall of just blonde girls. Just hot blonde girls.
It's oh, all, come
it's
on.
It's the inside of his locker or something.
What?
Yeah, it's
fucked, dude. It's fucked.
He's a total pedo.
Let me go to his Instagram.
He looks like
I like his stomach, though, so.
You like his stomach?
That man.
He's got the Santa Claus look.
Bro, eating he has a pillow in his stomach, bro. Tell me he doesn't have a pillow.
Dude, look at this man grilling.
Let me see.
He got the grilling apron on.
Bro, look at his stomach.
Dude, he's vibing.
Even through the apron.
He's pregnant.
Dude, he does look pregnant.
He's the pregnant guy from iCarly.
Yeah, here we go. Graduation time.
He's the pregnant guy from iCarly. Let me see.
Bro, same pose, same shirt. Every single one.
That's so bad.
He's got the same shirt on.
That's so bad.
Different shades of blue.
Blank blonde girl grad party.
Maddie Lewis grad party.
Every single picture he has a different shade of blue.
I'm gonna send him a grad party invite just so I can get on his Instagram. But I'm not blonde or a girl. So
he thinks that Carson Kennedy's hot.
Him?
You're gonna put him on the wall of shame.
Well, that's what I'm curious because.
Yeah, the one for guys is called the wall of shame.
The first male.
The wall of long cock.
The wall of long cock. I gotta piss. I'll be right back.
You do that.
Look at this tattoo.
Well, today, turned out we're gonna hang out with Aaron, and we were about to leave, and he was like, guys, honestly, I'd rather just chill at home. Like we had planned this out for a couple hours, we were just getting ready to leave, and Kurt was about to say, on my way, and this dude was like, oh, I'd rather just chill.
Kurt?
Great bit.
Dude, Aaron texted me. He texted me.
Aaron Sinchon?
Oh, no, Aaron Mason. He texted me a picture of a. He texted me a picture of Milo, and then he apparently like drew a painting of Milo.
Yeah, he did for his art class.
Dude, it's good.
I know.
Let me see.
I know he drew that.
I sent him like a similar picture.
That's fire.
With the flashing eyes.
Dude, lunch is. He had lunch with us the other day, didn't he?
He did. Oh, he had lunch with me the other day.
He was throwing shit at Brendan and
yeah, Brendan.
Dude, that's what Ashton Jack. Does.
Brendan and Jack, bro, they're kind of crazy. Ashton and like Kobe.
Ashton gets
and Kobe hang out.
Yeah, Ashton gets
deadly combination.
Ashton was at Marshall's Friday night or something.
He gets like pieces of cheese and he puts them on a spoon and he like flicks them at people like across the.
Is
table.
It? I think that's. Is that Tristan Howell?
No, Ashton does that.
Oh, he does. Who's he flick him at?
There's like a table.
Is it like the
Bryce and Ella?
Oh,
Bryce, Ella, Curran, Trey. I think. It's
just. Bro, I remember when Brendan. I think it was Brendan. It was like yeah, because it was like the first day, or like the second day.
What?
And there was still. It was freshman year, first day. No. No.
I got lost.
Was it freshman year? Or it might have been this year. I don't remember. It was the first day, and we all had like lunch together, and there was like still that table from like eighth grade. Everybody knows that table.
Yeah.
And Brendan was like shitting on Colin because he was sitting with, or no, Colin was shitting on Brendan because he was sitting with all them. Snapchat from Jack, and he was just like shitting on them because they all sat with each other. It was like, you know, like the popular kids table. And
right.
Colin was just shitting on them. He was like, imagine. Sitting with the same friend group for 4 years straight. I was like,
Colin.
I was like, yeah.
Damn, bro, Jimmy Garoppolo was only a 2-star as a recruit.
Jimmy Polo?
And Patrick Mahomes is only a 3.
Colin. Look at this. Look at Dumb Redneck for Life. Look at that
bro,
picture.
I love his account.
Dude, Dumb Redneck for Life has the best.
Bro, he just, in his bio, he just has go follow and then it's Silas Blue Ball.
Dude, he...
Go follow Silas Blue Ball.
I think he moved 7th grade.
Bro, look at this. No, he moved after 8th grade. Look at this fire-ass pig ring.
Why are his fingers so fucking fat?
Just go through his posts. They're so funny. He has, like, knife collection
posts.
World's
hottest gummy bear.
He has, like, knife collection posts.
Bro, I'm trying to eat a ghost pepper.
Bro, Whip told me that when they would play football, he said that Dumb Redneck for Life would growl. Yeah, he would just sit there and growl.
Wasn't he a linebacker?
Yeah.
Dude, Clayton yells when he plays.
Who?
Clayton Fawcett.
Yeah.
Oh. Just straight up screams.
Is he
like,
good?
In the
is
middle
he bad?
Of practice. No, he's pretty good, I think. Like, in the middle of games and practice, like, while he's, like, trying, like, he's pass rushing, he just just yells.
Yeah. He blocked
Clayton
me.
Fawcett. He's like, he just goes,
bro, he blocked me.
Autism rage.
Because I slid up on his story, and he was hunting, and he killed a deer. I just said, nice shot. And he just blocked me.
Damn.
NS, bro.
Nice shot on
good
that.
Good shot placement.
Drop
nice.
An NS in the chat.
Nice shot placement.
I said nice shot and he blocked
you
me.
You should have said nice shot placement. With the gat.
Nice shot placement, but if it's pistols, go fists in the middle.
If it's gats.
Hey, can we run that back? Ask the deer if he wants to run that
if
back.
If we get gats, go fists in the middle.
Two different pairs of headphones so I can listen to my podcast Ear Biscuits and play Horizon Zero Dawn at the same time. Hashtag good mythical morning.
Bro, that's just how that shit goes, though.
Who said that?
Dumb redneck for life.
Was it on mug?
What?
Dude, look at his Instagram post.
Dude.
Bruh.
Dude,
look
Boonin.
At the bottom half.
Did you see what Boonin posted bruh. On his Instagram story?
Wait, look at this shit.
Anime as mug.
Look at
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so cold outside.
Dude, did you see what Boonin just posted on his story? He said, all I feel is pain.
Oh, shit.
I think that's lyrics, bro. Yeah.
No, that's Boonin, bro.
Wait, just wait.
It's World of Coon. It's Boonin.
World of Coon.
Just wait, just stop. Is that? It might be lyrics, though.
It's not. It's not. It's,
oh, it's just, that's just not.
And then the next one is, I want Boa Hancock to step on me. Dude, he's like black kid with dreads in his anime picture profile. I don't really know him, but Trisha Boyd knows him.
You're right, me and Tristan used to be like actually friends.
Boonin.
Does he have red dreadlocks?
Yeah.
No.
Did he used to have red dreadlocks?
No.
I think he just got dreads, right?
Yeah. He just got dreads.
He's super quiet. I said, hey, Boonin, one time in the hallway, and he didn't look at me.
I just walked by him, I go...
I call him... Dude who looks like an emo rapper.
It's not in a racist way, but
oh,
I call him Coon.
So like yeah. the XXX dreads?
Return yeah. of Coon.
It's not in a racist way, but I call him Coon.
Because that's his name. It's the Return of Coon. That's his name.
It's not in a... Yeah, it's
oh, his... so you're racist.
Damn.
Yes, bro, I go to Ashton High School. Yes, I'm racist.
That's just how it be. The town of racists. The nicest
Joe.
The nicest place on earth.
Dude.
The cheapest, also nicest, also most racist place on
also,
earth.
Also, the home of Joe.
Joe has a Joe has a
the
paving a paving irony account where he posts irony memes about paving.
Fire. Bro, I gotta put music in the background of this so it's not
what music?
Bad.
What do you mean?
In the background of the podcast.
It's like the intro or the whole thing?
The whole thing. That's what I did on all the other ones.
Oh.
What did that do?
They give you, like, some, like, jazz piano.
Yeah, yeah, it's jazz.
Kind of sounds like the Trailer Park Boys intro.
I love the Trailer Park Boys
that's,
intro.
That show is funny as shit.
No, after they
bro.
Took a break and came back, it was shit.
Ella never...
Nice save.
Ella's never seen Trailer Park Boys. She didn't even know what
damn.
It was.
Ella wasn't?
That's yeah. a deal breaker.
That's fucked.
And she's trying to get me to watch... What's that show called? The Bachelor. She's trying to get me to watch that with her. She's trying to get me to watch that with her tomorrow. And I said,
Vampire Diaries.
I said, nah.
Let's bro. Watch Team Wolf.
Team Wolf.
Oh, I love
Team Wolf. Bro, I used to be friends with this little African American kid named Anthony.
And you're racist.
I'm not a racist.
Closet racist.
I'm not racist.
Bro, Billie Eilish is 18.
So, what's that, Joyner Lucas? Not racist.
I'm not racist, but I say the N-word.
I'm not racist, but I say the N-word.
The rap game fears Joyner Lucas, Logic,
Eminem.
NF.
MGK.
I'm biracial.
Machine Gun Kelly.
I'm biracial.
Machine Gun Kelly.
So he was in Ashland.
Who?
Machine Gun Kelly. He was at B-Dubs.
What?
I don't know.
Wait. Who?
Dude, some other famous band person was
dude,
Bob Evans or something.
Dude, it was, yeah, that was...
Who was it?
That was the lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins. Dude, Terry.
Oh, Billy Corgan?
Billy Corgan.
What?
He was there with Terry. He was there with my grandpa. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
He was eating lunch with his grandma?
No, he didn't get He didn't get dinner.
He was just at Bob Evans.
He was at Bob Evans at the same time as Billy Corgan.
Why?
I don't know. He was just getting Bob Evans by himself.
Why?
I think he was I'm pretty sure he was by himself.
Yeah, he was.
That's so odd. Because Terry went to go get pick up Bob Evans for him and my grandma.
That's
really
so
he
just saw a bald ass.
He
saw
a grew head ass.
A penis sitting down in Bob Evans.
He's grew, bro.
Dude, the Smashing Pumpkins are probably the most doomer band. Like,
doomer.
They're so
like
doomer.
How they look.
Doomer or boomer?
Doomer.
Really?
Bro, bro?
Boomer. Do you just mean aesthetically?
Like how they look. Like just the band member.
He wears like striped scarves and he's just bald.
Like that's doomer as fuck.
Go to his bro. One time he just posted a thing on his story, Billy Corgan. It was just a selfie and all it just said was yeah.
He has an Instagram?
Yeah. He posted on a story, it just said yeah.
Joe Burrow has like old Instagram.
You have Billy Corgan?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Apparently he like took somehow took all of the money from the record deal that he got when Smashing Pumpkins got big and everyone else in the band just got jewed. Like Paul McCartney.
Bro, smell the vitamin C cup.
Yeah.
It was in the vitamin C container.
Oh. Dude, I love
the
fire.
Bro, I don't like it.
Dude,
Ty comes to it, but I don't like it.
Those ones taste so bad. Sometimes they taste good. Sometimes they just taste like
bro, me and Cole ate them, and nah.
Dead dog. They gave me DSLs.
Bro, dead dog, Buster, bro. He's not dead, though. Bro,
right, he's a taxidermy dog.
Bro, he couldn't breathe or walk one night, and then now he's just running around.
He looks like a puppet. He looks like a puppet, dude.
He couldn't walk for 2 days, and then he just like couldn't. He wouldn't eat or like he could barely breathe.
Little Buster.
And now he's. Why is that my? Why'd you say that was my nickname?
I don't know, dude. Me and Kurt were together one night. Where was it? Oh, it was on New Year's. It was at the. It was on New Year's party. And then we were just enjoying ourselves, and then, fuck, dude, I don't know. He just had, like, a little bust, and we were like, all right, we're going to call Mike that.
No, it's, well, it's from,
What's it from?
It's from some 21 Savage song where he's like, I burned his ass, little bust.
Oh, yeah, that's what he says. He goes, I burned his ass, little
bust. 21 Savage.
You've never called me little bust, though.
No, it never sucks.
Yeah, it never... surfused.
I do refer to you guys like you, Matt, Brendan as little homies though.
Speaking of Busta,
you could refer to anyone as little homie.
Yeah, anyone on
everyone is little homie to you.
That's fair. But how's Busta doing?
Bro, he's just chilling.
Taxidermy dog.
He's just chilling now.
Puppet dog.
He's been revived like 4 times.
Bro,
he just keeps getting quicker.
Dude, death. I forgot Fishing for Fishies was dropped in 2019.
Death can't hit him. Death can't hit him.
He gets down, but he just drinks
they dropped
that quicker.
2 vibe. Albums in 2019, 5 in 2017.
He doesn't die.
Viper, have you ever heard of Viper?
Yeah.
Young niggas don't even smoke crack.
Bro, remember when
I just said that.
Remember when we saw remember when we saw Disclosed Name yesterday on 250 and they said I'm about to crack a roadie sody.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm about to crack a roadie sody.
Dude, smacking bulls and slapping fools. I get laid 6.
Dude, he's released like an album a day.
I think we should end this thing, guys.
I'm loving.
It's been going on for like forever.
I'm loving here.
How long has it been going on?
This rap game money. The max.
Oh, it's not even an hour.
The max is an hour. It stops at an hour.
It cuts at an hour.
Dude, let me go and read through this.
The Futon podcast featuring DT.
The Futon podcast.
Featuring DT.
Half.
Live from the
food zone. Making love in the afternoon for I Love Mean Girls. 103.7 Viper FM3.
Those are all just chopped and screwed albums.
Okay, I'm about to end this, and we can go through the music and choose which music we want.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Bro, is any of his music good?
No, he just takes other albums and he, like, chops them up.
This is over now.
Does shit. He released an album a day.
Bro.